Over the course of just a few sun-soaked weeks every summer, Chucker Cherries dries 250,000 pounds of fresh cherries.
It's almost like going into your mom's kitchen and she's just taken a cherry pie out of the oven. A little bit like that.
That's J.T. Montgomery, one of the owners of the candy company. The dried fruit goes into a lot of its products. The most popular? Chewy, semi-dried cherries rolled in oval nuggets of chocolate. Don't mistake Chucker Cherries for those syrupy chocolate cherry candies that people hand out for Valentine's Day. Think chocolate raisins, but a lot richer. After the drying process, Eva Moreno scrapes the sticky treats off stainless trays.
No snacking allowed, Eva?
No snacking allowed. Even though they look delicious.
Next, Montgomery leads us to a set of double doors.
Okay. We are about to enter the chocolate room, and...
Oh my gosh, it smells really good in here.
The process that you're watching here is called panning. And basically what the panning is an old world chocolate process.
Imagine a copper kettle turned on its side, spinning around like a concrete mixer.
Each new layer of chocolate adheres to the previous layer, and it just builds up to...
It's like a pearl.
Exactly. It's just exactly like a pearl, yeah.
You can order online, but Chucker Cherry's tasting room is the real experience.
Which one is this?
Anita Quinn is a high school teacher and a regular Chucker Cherry's customer.
This is the Cabernet.
Oh, the Cabernet.
Okay.
It's a tart cherry with dark chocolate.
Quinn pops the sample into her mouth.
Oh, well, how can you beat dark cherry, dark chocolate and a cherry? You have that sweet taste, and then it's a little tart, and it just goes together.
For Quinn, Chucker Cherries capture the taste of Central Washington.
I could always remember my mom could hardly wait to get cherries from here, the fresh ones. But then when they started doing this, it's like you could have them all year.
Which means summer can linger, even in those dark winter months here in the Northwest. I'm Anna King in Prosser.